Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. It's not that often that individuals from the Lansing area can claim to have had an impact around the world, but our next two guests are members of that fraternity. Thanks to them, runners everywhere have been able to prevent injuries. Kurt Munson and John Benedict are fixtures in the mid-Michigan running community. Munson took over a Playmakers apparel and footwear back in 1977. More recently, he and co-owner John Benedict began exploring a challenge that every runner has faced: injuries, and more to the point, how to prevent them. Several years of study led to a preventative technique that's gradually spread around the world: good form running. Its mantra: run light, run easy. Joining us to explain how good form running came on the scene and has evolved, two of the four co-owners of Playmakers in Okemos, Kurt Munson and John Benedict. Welcome.
Thanks, Mark.
Nice to be here.
Good form running dates back to what year exactly, Kurt?
It's been going for 8 years now.
Okay. And how did the technique itself unfold?
It just unfolded over time. I mean, we asked questions many years ago, and it took quite a while, but for me, back in 1984, I had a customer ask how Arthur Leader, a famous coach out of New Zealand, could have his runners run 100 miles a week, week after week, and not get injured. And I didn't want to run 100 miles a week, but I did want to avoid injuries since I was injured. So started thinking about that. He came over to the country on a number of occasions, inspired us. He was voted the coach of the century this, you know, recently. And that's kind of what got me started. And over time, I kept reading articles and seeing other techniques. And then, you know, I approached John 8 years ago on what I thought, and he jumped right on board because John was a Mid-American champ at Central Michigan, but hadn't run for 10 years because he was all banged up. And so John and then Grant Robison is the other person that...
Tell our listeners who Grant Robison is here. He's a guy with some credentials.
Sure. Grant was a 10-time All-American at Stanford, a national champ, but always injured. Didn't have a year. He wasn't injured. And he came to Playmakers, applied for a job, didn't have much availability, but then we thought, you know, you could jump in and teach with us. And so he started right from the get-go, and he's been doing it ever since, and he hasn't been injured for 8 years now.
Hmm. John, when did you know you were on to something new here?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, having run, you know, all of my life, I didn't think there was a way to get back running, and Kurt was really on to me about this technique, and I had just been injured, Mark, and so I couldn't run, and he said, why don't you try running this way, which is the way that eventually turned into good form. And all of a sudden, 2 weeks after I was injured, I was able to run without pain, which is just, you know, shocking to me. Mm-hmm. And that's when I knew, it's like, wow, it's really worked good for Kurt. It's amazing for me. This is a big deal. It's something that we need to tell people about.
How did you launch good form running?
Well, once we figured it out, you know, we collaborated, we had meetings every week, we met, and we talked about how do we do this. And we looked at other forums. There were people that were teaching other classes, but our ultimate goal was to make it simple and free. And that was the goal, and that's still the goal, to provide that and get it out to the masses. So that's where it started. And it was just a work in progress, and didn't know how long it would last. Thought maybe we'll go through people in 6 months. It just kept building year in and year out. And after,
we're talking with Kurt Munson and John Benedict of Playmakers in Okemos about good form running, which originated here in Okemos at Playmakers. The shoemaker New Balance was obviously impressed and has been quite a force in spreading good force running. Talk to us about the New Balance.
So, yeah, New Balance heard about what we were doing, and we were at the time showing other stores how to do this, and other stores were having success, and that really got us fired up because other stores, friends of ours around the country, were teaching good form running, and New Balance heard about it and said, let's jump on board with this thing. And so they have taken it, established a program that to help stores teach it, so and keep it free, like Kurt said. And so that's where the spread came from, as well as overseas, because they're sold all around the
sure.
world. So that took it out there.
How hard is it to adopt good form running for someone who's been running a long time? Is it a technique that's hard to learn?
I'm not sure it's so hard to learn as much as it you really... We've been programmed no matter what we do, if we have a certain golf swing or...
Sure.
And to change that takes time and patience, but some people it comes really quick, and other people, you know, might be a year later and it's like, oh, I got it, you know. So it's not that complicated, but it's, yeah.
Run light, run easy. Tell us a little bit more about how that actually unfolds for a runner, John.
Well, I'll tell you what. Most people, they overstride, Mark. They land in front of themselves. It creates a lot of shock. It's sort of a heaviness to it.
They overstride. Their steps are too long.
They're too long, okay. And they're landing in front of their center of gravity, and that creates sort of a braking forces. And you always hear about this negative impacts of running, which are true if you run that way. And we find almost everyone does. We're trying to teach people to run lighter, smoother, and take out those braking forces, so it's just a more of a flow, and it's very possible and not really difficult to learn once you get the concept. We're born to run that way. We just learn bad habits when we put shoes on our feet.
And shorter steps.
Little shorter steps,
okay.
Absolutely.
Shorter steps, run lighter, run easier. Is there a kind of injury that good form running specifically helps to prevent?
Well, I think there are a variety of injuries. For me, it was my knees. For John, it was calf and Achilles. But the reality is when you overstride and create that braking and friction, it for a lot of people, it finds your weak link. And it's just when you learn to, what I'd say, we want to try to glide rather than overstride and take that braking and friction away. And you can notice it even on, you know, we sell shoes, and your shoes will last a lot longer when you run properly. But more importantly, your body will be last a lot longer also. So,
if you're a competitive runner, it seems as if the harder you push, the easier it would be to forget to run light and run easy. You're exerting yourself. You're pushing yourself. And you're not thinking light and easy if you're really pushing and exerting yourself. Is that a challenge for runners who are really eager to get faster?
So I think if you talk, Mark, to the best runners in the world, you would find that they actually practice on running fast and relaxed at the same time. We associate, you know, like a big effort with like maybe tension, but it's not that way at all. It's really absence of that. You want to relax to run faster. And so the best runners know that, and they work on that. So this is something that's very well established in the high end, you know, that performance competitive running area. It's in fact, the general average slow runners like me are the ones that aren't relaxing enough when they run.
How do you define slow exactly, John?
You know,
what
pretty
I would like
old
to know.
And slow. I'm probably nine.
It's all relative.
9 minute pace mile guy. That's where I'm at. Yeah.
And you do hold clinics on good form. Free clinics on good
Correct.
Form running
yeah.
at Playmakers. There is a Playmakers Foundation as well. What's mm-hmm. your focus, Kurt?
Well, the focus foundation was to help people move more and move better, and so it's really tied to good form. And we've had the benefit of having one of our former employees come on board with us, and she's taken the foundation. It's one thing to have a foundation, but she's really taken it out, and it's for running, walking, and just moving in general.
Why did you start a foundation?
We started the foundation because we just really felt it was real important to get this out, and so the best way to do that would be to start a foundation. And it's been going for, you know, really we've had it for a while, but really been going for a little over a year thanks to Marcy Kinzer and her team.
I think we wanted longevity with the foundation. You know, wanted to do something that this is so important, it's not going to go away. And this really ensures that we'll be teaching kids and all the way through. We'll be working with the AARP as well. Everybody in between, and the foundation's just really focused on it. So it's really been a nice thing.
Were you involved in the Lansing Marathon? You're heavily involved in a lot of races. Were you involved in this past weekend's marathon?
Yeah, our group was out there. We're involved with most every race in the area, so they were out there with the truck and providing support. So we do that with a variety of races.
What do you guys make of the fact that Lansing has a marathon at all?
I think it's great that they have a marathon. You know, I think Kurt's point is like the more events you have done well, the better chance for runners, walkers get out there. And that's really what we're all about.
Okay. Very good. We want to thank both of our guests here talking all about preventing injuries in running. Kurt Munson and John Benedict are two of the four co-owners of Playmakers in Okemos. And again, they hold free good form running clinics at the store.
And walking.
And good form walking as well. We will mention that as well. Kurt, John, thanks an awful lot. Best of luck.
Thank you, Mike.